So this is the third part of the science and math track, and we'll have three presentations in this hour about new developments in scientific packaging. And the first one will be about MPI, the message passing interface, by Adam C. Powell IV. Then we'll be followed by Sylvester Ledroux about linear algebra packages. And finally, the two guys from New York Debian will talk about references and citation. So yeah, without further ado, please, Adam.
Terrific. Thanks very much. It's nice to see everyone, and nice to put a lot of faces to names. This is my first DebConf, and I'm very excited thus far to be able to interact so richly with such a wonderful group of people. I realized just a moment ago that I didn't put my Debian address. It's hazelsct@debian.org. That was my grandmother's name, Hazel Scott, and when I was a young student, it seemed like a good name to use, and it stuck since then. So I'll be talking about MPI and graph partitioning, which are tools of various degrees of usage. As you'll see, MPI is all over a lot of scientific software for parallel computing. So I'll begin by just talking a little bit about myself and what I've been doing, and then talk about a motivating application. I do a lot of finite element analysis, so I'll talk a little bit about that, partial differential equations, and then get into what is MPI and its implementations in Debian and some of the Debian infrastructure that makes it that facilitates compiling with different versions of MPI, et cetera. And finally, I'll talk a little bit about graph partitioning and what it can do. So first, on myself, until a year ago or so, I was working for a couple of years. I had my own consulting practice called OpenOvation, which was consulting using open source software, and it was interesting. Certain things in my educational background got me in the door, but I was very pleased with how receptive corporations were to using open source software. So. More recently, I've been working at a startup company that is working on metal production. We make metals and oxygen from metal oxides, hence metal oxygen separation technologies. We're working right now on low-cost magnesium with low environmental impact for lightweight automobiles, and low-cost solar-grade silicon with low environmental impact, no carbon or chlorine. We have 5 employees right now, but we have big plans, et cetera. So I'm still using Debian very actively and continue to maintain somewhere around 10 or 15 packages. I forget how many at this point. But I'll talk. So my motivating example for MPI and graph partitioning is finite element analysis, and in particular the Elmer package, which I've come to love recently. It's a multiphysics segregated solver with a number of different physical capabilities and graphic interface. Uses a number of different solvers that talk about the graphic interface in English. Something I really love about Elmer is that although it's very powerful, it has a small code base, very compact and very elegant. There are other finite element libraries that are 3 times as large and don't do half as much and don't have the graphic interface, et cetera. But anyway, a little plug for Elmer. So when one is doing a finite element simulation in parallel, whether it's heat transfer, fluid flow, et cetera, you're solving a partial differential equation or a set of partial differential equations on a domain. And for parallel processing, you have to divide it in some way. And so this involves MPI as sort of the basic infrastructure, Metis or Scotch to do the partitioning and divide up the job put it on the different processors, and then solvers. So you'll hear a little bit more about the solvers from Sylvester in a little while. But so I'll just give one example of Elmer in action. Oh dear, I did not bring over the animation file, but it's a beautiful. beautiful movie of blood flow through an artery as the pressure increases due to the heart pumping, and the velocity increases. As the velocity increases and the pressure, the blood vessel swells, and because the blood vessel swells, there's less resistance to flow, and you can watch the flow, and if you're interested, I'll show it to you a little bit later. Or you can go to csc.fi and look at their examples of Elmer, and you can see the MP4 file yourself. So this is an example of fluid structure interactions, a combination of fluid flow and mechanics in a single simulation. But again, it's a big problem, and so to do it efficiently, you really have to divide up the domain and process it in parallel to do it in a reasonable amount of time. So MPI does this by you initiate the process at a particular host, and you can either be logged into it or SSH, et cetera. If you have a cluster of machines, let's say four machines, each with two processors, then you'd have a total of eight processors available. So on host one, you have a machines list in your MPI implementation, whether that's MPICH or OpenMPI, et cetera. And that machines list tells MPI in order which machines to use. So for example, if you're running on four processors, you'd run on the first four, two on host one, two on host two, et cetera. And then when you run the MPI command, which says something like MPI run dash number of processors eight, and then your program name, the MPI infrastructure just begins in process zero on the host. It starts all of the other processes on all of the machines using different transports, depending on whether the connections are local or across the network, and sets up all of those connections. It's interesting. Didn't quite work. All right. So then, once you've got all of that up and running, then it hands over to your program, and which begins and runs. So MPI then has a number of library calls for your program. Things like primitives like the size and rank, so that your program can tell how many processes are in this job, and which process number am I? So like a particular running process might get back, okay, there are eight processors, and I'm number five out of eight, and then it knows where it is. It can send messages, receive them, hence message passing interface, scatter and gather operations to distribute data, and barriers, which are basically a way of saying, okay, everybody stop until all eight processes have reached this point in the code, and then proceed forward. It's implemented using a network protocol across a cluster, sockets, or shared memory. Different implementations use different transport protocols between the different processes. In fact, some like OpenMPI will use multiple threads on a given machine, and I believe it's shared memory between them. And network protocols between different machines, all within a given running code, so it's using different ones simultaneously. And how you handle that the sort of different types of hierarchy to optimally put, say, the closest to your groups of data, such that I'm not explaining this very well. If you have eight different pieces of data that your neighbors are on the same machine, so they can take advantage of the fast shared memory, while the more distant data are on different machines, so that you don't need to have as much communication with those machines. That's a challenge that's still not really a solved problem within the MPI protocol right now. There's also no fault tolerance in the MPI protocol. If one machine goes down or a network link stops, then the whole thing just kind of stops and waits and sits there and doesn't do anything until the user says, wait a minute, this isn't working, and manually intervenes. I said no checkpointing, but a few minutes ago I just looked at the MPICH2. They actually have a new checkpointing infrastructure for checkpoint and resume, so that if you have something that hangs, you can go back and pick up resume the simulation at a previous checkpoint and go forward from there. So that's incorrect. There is checkpointing in some of these. So in terms of what's in Debian right now, MPICH is the original free implementation of this from Argonne National Laboratories. Other vendors have their own proprietary ones. I think Silicon Graphics had their own, et cetera, and that ran very well on its hardware. Right now, the package is a bit buggy. It is deprecated. It has something like 15 different bugs. And so after the squeeze release, it's going to be removed from unstable. So this will no longer be available. LAM is a sort of a next generation version. It has also become very buggy and has been deprecated and will be removed after squeeze. So the two new implementations, OpenMPI, I mentioned, can do a hybrid of network and local protocols for higher performance. All of the developers from LAM and from a couple of other MPI implementations pooled together and worked on OpenMPI. The difficulty there, as far as Debian is concerned, is that it requires a lot of atomic operations, which require assembly and therefore which only work on particular platforms. And efforts to use libatomicops and other atomic operations have not borne fruit as well as we had hoped, so that it's not available for all of the Debian platforms just yet. It's only available on about half of them. So we also have MPI CH2, which is an implementation of the MPI 2 protocol from the same group at Argonne. It works well and is available on all of the platforms. So in Squeeze, all four of these will be available. MPI CH2 is new for Squeeze, and after Squeeze, the first two will be removed from Debian. So in terms of compatibility, these all follow the MPI standard, which fixes the API, the application programming interface, but not the application binary interface. We'll hear in a little while about linear algebra, where the ABI is standardized across a number of different implementations for dense linear algebra. Anyway, that means that you can compile MPI software with any of these four implementations, and it should work. However, you must run the software using the same implementation that you compiled with. So you can't compile with MPI CH and run with the OpenMPI, MPI run commands, etc. So what we have in Debian is we have both a runtime alternatives system and also a compile time alternative system. So you do using update alternatives, -config MPI, and that configures all of the compile time headers, libraries, and these compiler scripts that make sure that your binaries link to the right libraries and use the right headers, etc. Now, having four implementations means that a lot of packages built with first MPI CH and LAM and later OpenMPI, so that we have multiple binary packages in the archive, and this led to a lot of repetition and redundancy. So the obvious solution is to choose a standard MPI implementation such as OpenMPI. Problem with that is, as I mentioned, it doesn't work on all architectures. So somewhere around a year ago, decided to create an MPI defaults package that just depends on different MPI implementations depending on the architecture. So OpenMPI on its architectures and LAM on the others. And that's about to transition to MPI CH2 on the others so that it will use one of those two depending on which architecture that you're on. So that's kind of the MPI infrastructure in a nutshell. These days, most MPI packages compile against the MPI default dev, and so if you install MPI default bin, then you can run most of these packages, whether libraries or executables, etc. So that's where we are today. Now, in terms of domain partitioning, as I mentioned, if you distribute this job, you want to try and minimize the amount of communication that you have to do between processes and therefore minimize kind of the cut area or number of links. This is also not quite working. So if your domain is very simple, if you have just a regular array, for example, it's very straightforward to do that with a geometric cut. You could just say, okay, if x is less than this value, then you're in one of these two processes. If x is above that one, then... And then just recursively cut it as many times as you need to. But there are many situations in which that is not optimal. And also there are applications where you don't have a geometry. For example, in epidemiology or engineering systems or something like that, there's not a particular regular geometry that you're normalizing to. And so you try to cut the graph in ways that minimize the cut. You know, geometric doesn't really make sense. And in this particular example, if you just cut it this way, you'll see there's a large cut area, whereas one could more easily reduce the cut if you use a library such as Scotch or Metis that does this cut reducing. I don't know why that is. I made it on OpenOffice on my laptop. We're running on OpenOffice on this laptop. Anyway.
We're trying to keep up with PowerPoint.
There we go. So Scotch and Metis will generate a nearly optimal graph for you. So let me move through the remainder of these. So PT Scotch and Par Metis will redo it for. Okay, so just to wrap up, a number of finite element frameworks, mechanics, fluids, codes, libraries, different things, which use the Debian MPI and partitioning infrastructure that I've described, and Debian makes it easy to link to these and other resources. And just to give a sense for how extensive this is, put together a graph of all of the reverse dependencies of OpenMPI, and it's not quite Python, but it's pretty large, you can see. And so an OpenMPI transition affects a large number of packages these days. So this is a reflection of the importance of OpenMPI and parallel software in Debian today. And if we zoom in, where's... there we go. You can see that a lot of these have to do with linear algebra, which will be the subject of the next talk. So let me take any questions in the next couple of minutes. So there.
You said that MPSEH2 runs on all architectures, right?
Yes.
Then why did you choose OpenMPI on some architectures and MPSEH2 on other architectures? Like, why not just go with MPSEH2 on all architectures?
That was something that we decided when there was MPICH, LAM, and OpenMPI, and OpenMPI had far more features than either of the other two, so we decided to do OpenMPI and LAM. But you raise a good question. I don't know well what are the differences in features between OpenMPI and MPICH2. So I'd be happy to talk about possibly standardizing on MPICH2 instead of...
Yeah, I think like unless there is a performance difference between the two...
My understanding is that there is, but...
I mean, now, like it's probably better to just go with MPICH2, I mean, in my opinion.
Okay. Yes.
Also, about that, OpenMPI, the maintainers, they are very effective and very friendly, and they're very happy to help on Debian side.
Yeah, that's true. They have
so it really helps on this, because we know that we will get some help from upstream.
Yeah, so I maintain MPH2, and I think that the OpenMPI community is a bit bigger than the MPH2 one.
Okay.
So it might make sense to stick with OpenMPI where we can.
Okay.
I got a small question about this checkpointing. Does it need application support, I guess, or is that something transparent? You talked about it in MPICH2.
Yeah, I just saw it on the website. I don't know. And the checkpointing libraries that I know of need application support, because in particular, and if for example, in finite element software, if you're redoing rebuilding the matrix every every nonlinear iteration, it really doesn't make sense to save the matrix. So you can just save the vectors on which it's based, for example. So you can do much more efficient checkpointing with application support.
Okay. And second quick question. Can you install multiple runtimes of MPI on the same, well, you use update alternatives, right? But
yes.
Can you use them, or do we always, I mean, that means that, like, update alternatives for me always means the system administrator has to set the default. But
right.
Can the user use two different ones easily, or Do we have a solution there? If a user wants to run the non-default one,
It depends if you are talking about on the user side. Sorry, it depends if you are talking on the user side on the build time side. For the user side, you are supposed to have multiple build. For now, it is the things we are trying to change.
Mm. But all of the scripts and binaries are there, so you can run like MPI run dot mpitch.
Okay,
but
right.
I don't know if it will work if, for example, MPI exec is a different.
Okay, Luca has a command.
Yeah, so that works very well using the dot implementation symlinks. The problem is with libraries, because if your application needs something that only works, well, the library from Debian, then you have to use the OpenAPI implementation.
Hmm. Yeah, unless you compile it yourself with a different implementation. Yeah. But you're right, yeah, that's true.
But if you want to run it with the update alternative system, it is pretty easy.
Is there any further questions? Then thank you, Adam.
All right, thank you. Okay.
And we move on to the second talk.
Yes.
The last. Okay, thank you.
Please.
So I'm going to talk about linear algebra into Debian. First here, it's a small example. We are just basically adding one matrix to the other.
What?
Okay.
Anyway, who adds matrices?